Christians respond to the panic from Haiti's food crisis. A radio ministry joins the video revolution. And a children's outreach prepares to minister to a polygamy sect in the U.S. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Haitian President René Préval named 63-year-old Eric Pierre the new prime minister Sunday, hoping to quell violent protests. They were ignited by rising food prices. Farms International operates a microfinance program in Haiti. Farms President Joseph Richter's concerned.
There's always that possibility of major civil unrest in that country, and the missionaries there are asking for a lot of prayer to see that situation calm down. Haitians don't realize this is something that's happening around the globe.
Food aid is needed short term, but Richter says the farms program will help both short and long term. Participants agree to not only repay the loan, but tithe to the local church. That's important because
a strong church can be a key to reaching out to a community in crisis. Without reserves and without money, a church cannot do very much, especially in these types of situations.
Reaching out gives them a platform to share the gospel. Elsewhere, Zimbabwe is teetering on the edge of disaster. GAIN USA is spreading the message that prayer warriors need to be mobilized. Presidential election results are still up in the air after 3 weeks because of political games and corruption, all while their people are hungry, jobless, and inflation running in the quadruple digits. Sunday was the World Day of Prayer for Zimbabwe, but the nation is in need of a constant stream of prayer. Pray that many will turn to Christ in their need. You're listening to Mission Network News. Beginning May 1st, Christians from around the world will be praying 10 days, just like the disciples did. They'll be praying zealously that God would move in their hearts. It'll culminate in the Global Day of Prayer on May the 11th. Johnny and Friends is just one organization that's participating this year. Johnny and Friends' Daniel Markham says they're doing something a little different.
We're taking the Global Day of Prayer prayer points that they provide, and we sort of put our imprint on those that address the 650 million people around the world affected by disability.
According to Markham, prayer is desperately needed for this global segment of society.
If you put them all together as one nation, they would be the third largest nation in the world. They would be the most economically depressed. They would be the ones with the most physical needs. They would be the most abused and neglected.
The hope is the prayer effort will mobilize many to have an impact on those living with disabilities. Meanwhile, radio and the internet can go where traditional missionaries can't. Transworld Radio has partnered with GodTube.com for just this reason. TWR's Bob Hall says the cooperation will open doors to reach users already adapted to Facebook, MySpace, and other web-based communications.
With the advent of some of these other social networking sites, people are kind of looking for content such as this, and I think it kind of puts us in a cutting-edge position to be able to reach out to a generation that might not be too interested in what we're doing or maybe not even aware. And so to kind of bring Transworld Radio to where they kind of hang out.
Its purpose? To connect Christians for the purpose of encouraging and advancing the gospel worldwide.
We hope to just raise awareness of what we're doing so that people will maybe join us either in service, going on short-term missions trips, getting involved with the ministry in some way, supporting us by going to the various fields, either on short-term assignments or even career missionary service.
And after the state of Texas removed 416 children from the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints compound, they contacted Buckner International in the U.S. Buckner's preparing to place about 80 of those children in foster care this week. True to their mission, Buckner will provide loving Christian care to these children who are allegedly in abusive situations. It's put a heavy weight on the state's child care system, but Buckner is providing help in Jesus' name. Pray for these kids. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Praise is the ultimate form of worship. For a suggested donation, MNN's making available the CD Passionate Praise 2. It features songs like Voice of Truth, Blessed Be Your Name, Open the Eyes of My Heart, and others. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.